Welcome to the Mill Spouse Coffee House Podcast.
Your podcast baristas, Leslie and Brittany, have a latte on their minds.
My kid gets in the dishwasher, that's the first thing she grabs is the knife. To, like, use all the help. All the help. Am I the only one that's weirded out by that situation?
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask.
You don't have to get dressed. You can do online hungover, y'all.
That's true. Yeah.
That's funny.
Here are your hosts, Leslie and Brittany.
Okay. Hey, everybody. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Leslie.
And we are here with another episode of Mill Spouse Coffee House.
Hello. I was going to say good morning, but it might not be morning when you're listening.
Yeah.
So, good day. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good, like, 3 a.m. because you can't sleep.
Right. It could be any time of day. So good whatever.
Yes.
Whatever time of day that you're listening to us. So Leslie and I don't have our headphones today, so hopefully the recording sounds good. So
Right. Just if it doesn't, let us know. Go ahead and send us a PM or something. It's been a crazy day.
Yeah.
Oh. So yeah. If you're having one of those days, just take a breath, deep breath, maybe five, get it back together. I had to do that about 10 minutes ago.
I think that's just about every day. And, you know, where I work, it's busy season's about to ramp up. So I'm like pulling my hair out right now. So
I was going to say, it's just a really busy time of year. School's
ending,
summer's beginning. It's a new quarter. So, yeah.
Yeah. So today we're going to talk about military spouses without kids, because both of us have been there before.
Right.
It seems to be something that is somewhat of a hot topic, and, you know, it can feel isolating because a lot of the military groups or activities or whatever is usually geared around families.
It is. And actually, even as somebody who has kids, sometimes I'm like, can we not have kids involved? That would be great.
Right. Let's do something that doesn't revolve around nap time if we can make that happen. But so I remember when I was a new spouse and we got to our first duty station after flight school and all that kind of fun stuff. And everything was either during the day, they would get together for play dates, or everything was like kid related, like family friendly barbecues. And, you know, I'm all about that kind of stuff. But when I was without kids, like, I wanted to hang out with some drinks and hang out and not be around kids.
I totally agree. Yeah. It does get kind of obnoxious after a while, I'm sure. I've actually seen it in groups, or like even here at the coffee shop when they do socials. They don't really want kids involved.
No. Well, and it also is very isolating because, you know, you get invited to these things and then everybody's like, oh, so-and-so's child is friend with so-and-so's child. And then you're like, well, I don't have a child. So you're not going to invite me over for your play date tomorrow. And the friendships don't really seem to form.
Right. Yes.
You're not able to get to know somebody because you don't have that in common.
Right. Is there anything like specific in your area that's like no kid, people without kids?
Like a group, you mean?
Yeah, like a group. Or meetups specifically.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there's definitely, if you go to meetup.com, which is like a meetup website.
Right.
Anybody can meet up. Like, you can find anything. It's like, I'm sure they even have ones that are like 30 somethings without kids or 20 somethings without kids. And I'm sure even on Facebook, there's probably like military spouses without kids for whatever reason, whether it be, you know, you don't want kids or it's just not the right time in your life, or maybe, you know, you're trying to conceive or whatever the reason there. It's very isolating for sure. 'Cause we waited 7 years before we even decided that we wanted to have a child. I know it's a hot topic in our community, and I want to let other people know that yes, it is something that I have noticed and I have personally had experience with it. And so I created stuff for it. So like, there weren't things that I felt comfortable doing. So I created it. And I was like, guys, if you want to come over to my house on Saturday night and we're going to have a kid-free party, come over.
Yeah. Yes. That's good. Good for you.
See,
butterfly.
Well, and I think part of it is, too, is I'm not going to sit around and complain about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not going to complain about it unless I'm doing something to try to fix it.
Right,
and
actively fixing the problem.
Right.
Yes, yeah. No, because I see that a lot. Like, when the coffee socials were here every week, it was like, hey, can somebody just do something without kids? Or like, you know, why do we have to go to the park?
Right.
So
now that I'm a mom, though, I do see that it is very convenient for the parents, right? You know, it's very convenient to have meetings, and I know sometimes the majority does rule, but right. You don't want people to feel left out.
Right, exactly. And you're, like you said, it is isolating. Also, I think that there is a pretty big chunk of military spouses who don't have kids.
Yeah, I think there's a huge chunk. And you know, it's by choice, right? A lot of they're not even gonna have kids.
New spouses. So if you're coming in as a new spouse, you know, you're probably, you know, more than likely you're newly married. Maybe not, but when you're trying to find things to do and then it's all like kid stuff, you're like, okay, then, you know, you just jumped into this new world and now you're trying to figure it out. And then there's like all the stuff that you don't fit into. So it's just even more, you know, kind of demotivational.
Oh yeah.
Is that a word?
No, but I mean, you can say whatever you want.
All right. Demotivating at all? A word? Is this, am I just not even in the right realm here? I'm about to Google it. Listen.
No, I know what you're saying, even if it isn't a word. It kind of makes you want to give up.
Because... motivational, I believe, is a word.
Please. Oh, really?
No, I think it's an invented word.
Oh.
It looks like someone trademarked it.
Well, it's kind of, it probably goes in the same category of irregardless, because irregardless is not a word.
That's not.
But people say
that one makes me, that one's not even close to being correct, though.
I know. My best friend says it all the time, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's not a word. Stop saying it. Irregardless.
Regardless of.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, it's totally not correct. And I'm also, again, this is a side note, I'm one of those people that cannot stand it when people do not use apostrophes properly. It makes me cringe so badly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yep. When they try to make your name plural and you add an S, like the Miltners with an S is plural. You do not add the apostrophe because it becomes possessive.
Right. So that would be like the Miltners' car.
Like, so I don't know.
Or like in the possessive form, like talking about something that you
like
have.
One Miltner. Mm-hmm. One Miltner, if that's their name, apostrophe S, that would be correct. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Oh, right. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
It's so annoying. And it's like the worst on like Christmas cards and stuff where it'll be like the Jones. Well, Jones is weird because it ends with an S, but
Jones,
you know what I mean.
Is weird.
Yeah. You know what I mean. People, you know what I mean. Listeners. There has to be somebody out there that feels me with this.
No, name. I do. I do feel you. I don't think I'm as irritated as you are, but I'm on the bandwagon.
Drives me crazy.
That like in commas. Oh, here we go. How do you feel about the Oxford comma?
Explain to me what the Oxford comma is.
So, like when you have a list of three things, you're like, okay, so there's X comma, Y comma, and Z. But some people just put X comma, Y, and Z. They don't have a comma.
I use the Oxford comma.
Yeah, me too. I worked with a teacher who didn't, and I would edit the newsletter, and she drove her nuts because I was like, you have to put a comma here. And she's like, nope, when I was in school, we didn't have to do that. You were in school 30 years ago.
Oh, I didn't realize it was called the Oxford comma.
I think so. Somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's what it's called.
Wow.
So I also said demotivational. So you guys, take it or leave it. Decide whether you want to listen to me or not.
Oh, man. So going back to, I just thought of something. Going back to being a military spouse without kids, what I did, because there aren't a lot of options, obviously, like if you're going to have club meetings or if you want to be involved with FRG or whatever it is, you don't really have a lot of leeway, I think, with their meeting times or whatnot. So I branched out, and I would participate with local groups. So like I would volunteer with the local Girl Scouts. Like I was a teen leadership advisor in Seattle when we lived in Washington State. And once a month I'd drive down to Seattle and I would like help out with these teenager Girl Scouts. Or one time I got involved with the Junior League in one of the cities I lived in. And that was like, that was amazing because a lot of the Junior League girls grew up in the city. So you were hanging out with locals and like you really got to know the community.
Yeah.
From a different kind of perspective. And so, you know, that really was great. And then a lot of cities have young junior Chamber of Commerce clubs. Mm-hmm. So even if you're not like a business owner, if you're a professional and you're even looking for work, that's actually a great place to like network.
Yep. Chamber of Commerce is legit.
I'm trying to think I think it's called the JCES, JAYCEES. And it's a nationwide like junior Chamber of Commerce group. I think it's ages like 40 and under, and you can join that. And they have chapters nationwide and it's co-ed. Junior League is nationwide, but it's for women only. And then there's all kinds of other little groups here and there. So
you have to go into civilian world.
You do have to dip into civilian world for sure. But I mean, you know, don't feel lonely is kind of what I'm trying to say. So if you're in a situation, you just feel lonely and you're in a location where you don't know anybody, like the best way is to get out into the city, into the actual like local community.
Yeah. You're right, because I think that we do, us as kids, can use our kids as like an entry point.
Yep. Yep, that's exactly right. We use our kids as a way to connect with somebody. Like, I totally am that mom that goes to the playground, and if my daughter has fun playing with their kid, I'm like, hi, I'm Brittany. Do you want to do a play date? I need a friend.
Listen, I know. Me too.
So, but back before I had kids, I used to meet friends in bars, like friends, like, when we lived in Whidbey Island and I didn't have any kids, I met two of like my best friends in a bar.
Wow. Because you meet everybody in bars.
I know. I met my husband in a bar.
Yeah. That's so funny. You know, you're right though. Bars are like, you get there early enough before you get past midnight, everybody's still like friendly.
Just get there at happy hour, you know, at happy hour.
And price drinks are there usually. So
yeah.
Again, happy hour. And this is a place you can't really take your kids to. So go for it, ladies. Yeah.
Yeah. And then start your own thing. Like, you know, don't be afraid. Why am I sitting here like this? Don't be afraid to start your own meetup. Mm-hmm. You know, your own Facebook group.
Because if you're thinking it, there's a ton of other people out there in your area who are thinking the same thing. That just haven't taken the initiative to start it. So
I guarantee you, if you contacted any sort of, if you're trying to get it involved, like within the military spouse group, whatever you're involved in, mm-hmm. if you bring it to the board and say, hey, there's nothing for military spouses without the kids. And I really would like to have a party or have a get together or whatever, and really kind of get together these people who need community. Can I utilize the club as a way to like get that out there? I'm sure they would be okay with that. And if not, they, you know, talk to them and see how you can make it work or how it could translate, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I don't know. You guys know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. So, and actually that's kind of interesting. The thought just popped into my head. Was they do so many things for the single Marines here, like in the Marine Corps. I don't know if they do it for other branches, but the single Marines, like, that's a huge program, and they do all kinds of stuff. So I wonder if you could, like, mimic that program.
Maybe.
I mean, that's, like, you know, really official, and they get a lot of stuff donated, which I don't think necessarily would not be necessary for us, but it would just be, like, a good
like avenue, right. Like a cool, framework. Is that what you
Thank
said?
Thank you.
Framework.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree. I think that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Or even like on Facebook, I'm sure there's some sort of Facebook group or something that's out there.
I'm sure. There's probably a lot of them.
Yeah.
But be wise when choosing your Facebook groups, ladies. because.
Why do you have a reason that you're saying?
Some of them be gray.
That is true. Some of them are gray, mm-hmm. for sure.
Or just get in there and be like, hey, who wants to meet up? Take the few that do and then get out.
Yeah.
Don't stick around for the drama.
Yeah, because then you get invited. Like, I hate the Facebook groups where, like, they invite you to do those stupid parties all the time. It drives me crazy. One time, and this is another topic, but one time I literally was playing the, like, leave group, and then the girl would add me back again, and I would leave the group, and then she immediately would add me back again. That's happened, like, maybe 6 times in a row.
What?
Like, back and forth, because I think she thought maybe the system was glitching and not, like, sending me the invitation, but we at the same time, because all she would do was these, like, book parties or Tupperware parties. I mean, that's the only time she ever reached out to me was when she was doing parties. And so she literally would be like, invite to group. I would leave. Or she, you know, because I guess you can't invite. Can you invite to groups now? Or do you have to, like, add people automatically?
I'm pretty sure that I have to send you an invitation to join my group and you have to accept it.
Well, used to, you could just add people.
Yes. That shit was annoying.
So that's what I'm talking about. She would add me and then I would leave. And then she'd add me again and then I would leave. And then I'm like, girl. So I finally blocked her
from
anything. I was like, she can't send me anything else.
Yes. You know what? Since we're on the topic of Facebook pet peeves, people tagging you to pop up on your timeline.
Oh my gosh.
It just happened this morning, which I actually have it to where I have to approve things on my timeline now for that reason. But holy catfish. You guys, if y'all are doing that without permission, please stop.
Yeah, I have it on purpose that where I have to approve everything just because I'm not okay with a lot of the tags that have happened. So I just delete them out.
Yeah, exactly. Me too.
And I hope you caught it in time. I didn't see it, so I don't know what it was. But
No, it was like it was for one of those kinds of groups, honestly. I think it was like an advertisement, more or less, some marketing thing. Poorly done marketing is what that is. And you're like, hey, you know, I got this new product, and then you tag 100 people so that your product then pops up on somebody else's timeline to get their audience is not.
Oh yeah, that is way
hijacking somebody's space. I mean, that is what you're doing without permission.
Yeah, that is way not cool. Mm-mm. Well, all right, guys, we only have a couple minutes left.
What? It went so fast.
Can you believe it?
Because we have tangents.
I know. It's because we never stay on topic. Oh, well.
Right, you're right. And if you feel like you are isolated because you don't have kids, you just need to turn that shit around and make it awesome for you.
Yeah.
You have more freedom.
Exactly. You have no idea how much freedom you have. Enjoy it.
Yes.
But if anybody needs any help or needs suggestions, I'm more than happy to help you out. Just email me. You can actually just email hello@millspousecoffeehouse.com.
That's it.
About to forget. I was like, I don't know what our email address is. Or you can just reach out to me. This is Brittany, just in case you don't know my voice by now. But
Brittany is awesome at this networking thing, you guys. Like, really email it, hit her up in the subject line so it gets right to her, and she can help you out with all of those things.
Well, thank you for saying that. But I really do want to help y'all. So if you're stuck and you don't know anywhere to go at your current installation, just I may not know anything about that installation, but I can at least point you in the right direction of where to look.
Yeah.
Of places to meet some folks. So,
but meetup.com is a great suggestion also.
Yeah. I actually, meetup.com is fantastic. I actually started my own meetup group several years ago and met some great friends through that. So you guys, if it's not there, make it, because you have no reason to complain, in my opinion, unless you're doing something to like try to fix it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, right. Event Tribe also has a bunch of that stuff. I guess it's not really groups though, but Event Tribe, you can go on there and search what's happening in your area. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Event Tribe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought it was only for like classes and you get your tickets and all that stuff. Nope. You can search eventtribe.com for your area for anything going on.
That is so cool. I usually just rely on Facebook events. Like,
I know, but Facebook events are so overwhelming.
Wow. Event Tribe. I'm going to have to check that out, guys.
Yeah.
So if you have any other suggestions, we of course want to hear from you, because maybe there's something else that we're not thinking of. That would be good advice for any other folks who maybe are feeling isolated or lonely, because most military family functions are related to, you know, or revolve around the family. So we want to hear from you. And what else we got? Anything else?
I don't think so. No, I can't think of anything right now. Enjoy your freedom. I just want to, you know, push that in there.
Yeah. Enjoy your freedom, guys. Seriously. And I was going to be like, well, we should definitely talk about Baby Quip real quick. But I think if anybody who's listening to this podcast probably has no need for Baby Quip. Right.
No, they're like, nah, I don't need to rent that shit. Nope. Not yet. But, you know, you could go hit up garage sales and just be a supplier.
That's true. But
get some stuff. Just side hustle it. You can always do that.
You don't have to have kids to be a provider on Baby Quip. You just have to, you know, really, like I said on the last podcast, I think they're looking for people in Hawaii. Could be a great source of income for you guys to sign up as a provider on Baby Quip. It's really awesome. So we'll link up everything, because I don't want to tell you guys the wrong web address. I know MilSpouse, I believe, is one of the, is it Backsplash? I need to look at it. Let me just look at it before I tell you guys the wrong thing.
Yeah. That's probably happened once or twice in our two seasons.
Right.
At least. You guys, once or twice is an understatement.
And if you, if you go to our Instagram, it's one of the links on there on our bio. It's babyquip.com/, I think, MilSpouse is what it is. It's the code. So we'll make sure that's correct.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to be a provider, don't have to have kids for all that.
Yeah, you don't. And it's a great way to make some cash. So anybody who wants to be a community spotlight person, company, business, organization, we do free community spotlights on Wednesdays. You can fill out the application. There's a link on our Facebook and on our Instagram. And if you are interested in sponsoring the podcast or doing any other collaborations with the podcast, send us an email, hello@millsfastcoffeehouse.com. And as always, we thank you so much for sticking around and listening to us.
Thank you. And have a great time of day that it is for you.
Have a great time of day that it is for you.
All right, guys.
See you later.
Bye.